I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Raphael.
And we're too damn young
to be this damn confused. I thought TBT stood for Turn Back Time.
I thought Zendaya was a new fad diet.
Is it pronounced meme or mem?
We don't know.
But we do care.
So we are talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
OMFG is a shot of pop culture Botox that will, fingers crossed, keep us young and fresh.
And super of the now.
We're doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you, because let's face it,
you're probably pretty clueless. List
Hi, Deanna.
Emily Foster.
Frida in the middle.
Frida. That's me. That's me. I want to let you know that I have a coworker.
Congratulations.
You might know her as Felicia.
Okay, I do.
Yeah. She and I share an office. And today.
Currently?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All the live long days. And she was drinking kombucha today.
Uh-oh.
Because we have kombucha Thursdays.
Really?
Yes. Mm. And she was drinking kombucha, and out of her mouth came this amazing guttural burp. And I was like, oh, I know of this.
I know of this affliction.
Guttural kombucha sound that you're making. And just, I thought of you.
That's really sweet. I love to be associated with that. Our first episode ever. I was like, I was in desperate need of energy. We were nervous. We had a shot, and then I had kombucha.
I brought in some kombucha, and we actually spiked our kombucha.
That's what we did.
Yeah,
that's
exactly what we did. I brought in tequila, and we spiked it. That's so weird. I don't know why we did that.
We were just nervous as
a ball of nerves. And all of a sudden, Deanna's talking. And she's like,
no, I couldn't get a handle on it.
It was so funny. Like,
and that's when we were working with Kate. It was throughout the episode. I was having like, it was like a hairball would keep forming. And you were like, and then, you know, obviously we were friends, but we weren't working friends yet.
No. I was very honest.
Yeah, and you and Kate, who was producing us at the time, Sullivan, you were like, I found out that you were like, we have to cut around Deanna's
throat gurgles.
Throat gurgles. Yeah. And I think I saw that in a note somewhere, and I was like, oh, but it was the truth.
It was simply the truth. I'm so sorry.
It was the truth. I was a disaster.
Had we kept them in, I think people would have really enjoyed it as well. So maybe I didn't make the right call.
We'll see.
But, you know, kombucha.
But I've learned my lesson. I don't drink that shit before recording.
Which is so weird, because it doesn't do that to me at all. So it's bizarre. I don't know if it's like a, because I already have so much acid reflux, it doesn't matter.
Maybe that's it.
I don't know. But, yeah.
Hysterical.
So today we've got, oof, Deanna, today. We have such a pretty woman coming in.
Oh, good. Something for us to look at?
Yes.
Great.
She's 25 and just cute as a button. I mean, I don't mean to sound so cheesy, but she really is. Like, I feel like I binged her videos. She does comedy, female-centric videos. She's mainly doing them on Instagram.
Yes.
Very Vine-esque, but not on Vine because that's dead.
Right.
And I binge watched a bunch of them, which I know you did too, but afterwards I was like, oh, maybe I should do my nails. Maybe I should do my makeup, because she's just so put together and adorable.
Yeah.
So.
I appreciate that. I'm looking forward to seeing her.
Madeline Byrne. She's delightful. She has a lot of followers, and I think we got to figure out the secret to her great success.
On the Insta.
On everything, just in life.
Great.
I want all her secrets.
I have a question for you, and I'm scrolling through my Instagram right now looking for it. Do you have anyone that you follow on Instagram that is not a friend and is not a famous person?
Mm-hmm.
Just answer that question
right there. So.
You have people that are totally random.
Well, I wouldn't say they're totally random, but they're probably like writers or something.
Does that fall into famous, but
they're not famous.
Well, I don't. Okay, so not famous. But you're following them because of a skill they have, or there's a reason.
Or like someone posted something of theirs and I thought it was funny, so then I followed them.
Okay.
Does that count?
That still feels like reasonable to me.
Okay.
I am following someone, and I was like, I wonder if anyone else has this. It's a woman. I don't know how I got at her, but I'm following her. She's just a gal. Mm-hmm. I know that she's married. She's going to get married to a man who's about to get out of jail. Holy in like 40 smokes. Days.
Okay.
So
she's legit leading a life.
Okay. And she'll put up pictures of her and her man who is incarcerated and be like, can't wait to get out, can't wait for this, you know, 7 more months or whatever it's been. I've been following her for a while. And then at some point, and then she's very big on like, you know, bitches better recognize, like it seems like she's living a life where everybody's coming for her. Everyone's coming for her man. Everyone's coming for her beauty.
Well, I am. So right. I get it.
Like you're coming for her.
Her fear is validated.
Right. And yeah. So I just thought, you know, I'm semi-invested in her storyline. I don't know when I started following her. She did have a storyline where at one point there was a guy who was not her man. Definitely not. He was a totally different man. And they were like the two of them in bed cuddling together. And then those pictures got struck.
Oofa.
Yeah.
So you've been with her a long time.
I've been with her a while. And I just thought to myself, I don't know why I'm with her. I can't find her right now. But I don't know why I'm with her. And I don't know how I got at her. But I am following and I'm interested. And I want to see if they actually will get together when he gets out of jail. Curious as to what he's done. That's not in there. I also, like, tried to find out because she doesn't seem like someone who has friends. So I was digging around on her likes to see if I could get a sense of who
but
her
it's
people
all
are.
People like you
well,
who are trying to get ahead of her beauty and her man.
I couldn't get a firm sense of her community from that. But I feel like, is there a term for that?
Oh, probably.
I think we should find out.
Okay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but at some point.
At some point.
We'll find out if maybe someone will bring it to us.
And if there's not a term for it, we should just ask Eden Scher to make one for
that's
us.
That's right.
So, because that's what we do now.
Right.
With our new best friend,
it's
Eden.
It's good to have friends.
All right. Let's bring Madeline in here.
Oh, can't wait. OMFG!
Madeline.
Hi.
Thank you for being here.
You're so welcome. Thank you for having me.
Well, oh, my goodness. This has been a journey, and I'm so glad it has paid off with you across from us and your beautiful visage here with us today.
You're so kind. I know we've played email tag for a while.
I mean, going on months, literally. Yeah. You know, beautiful Scotty Landis, who was a previous guest
yes.
of this show. It let me know about your wondrous comedy. And then Deanna and I have been sharing your videos
yeah.
back and forth.
Really funny.
Oh, that's amazing. That's so cool.
Now, should we describe what we see in front of us?
Definitely.
Okay. Because like a lot of people come in, they don't give us everything for the eye. Do you know what I mean?
Got it. Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, it's a podcast.
Right, like sweatpants.
We've had sweatpants.
Yeah, you know.
I should have done sweatpants.
I mean, we don't show up in sweatpants.
No. Well, no, but we're like sweatpants plus. Like, we're not sweatpants, but we're not much higher.
Sweatpants on the
I'm
inside.
Not doing it. I'm not doing a face, but, I don't think we've, like, rolled up in, like.
You might. I mean, I think you're right. We're at least in a jean.
Right.
In a jean. Yes.
I wanted to try a little, just the littlest.
I feel like you're a elegant farmer's daughter situation. Like there's pigtail
the braids.
There's like a cute half top thingy, a blue skirt. Like how cute.
Very adorable.
You're so sweet. It's so funny. This is my haven't washed my hair in a couple days fix. So maybe it's looking like I'm trying, but really lots of dry shampoo happening.
Don't tell us all the secrets.
No, but just got to be honest with it. I'm not that
elegant.
You look
super cute.
Thank you.
And I appreciate it. I'm dressing up for it. Looks like someone dressed up for us
for once
in our goddamn
for
lives.
For once.
Of
thank
course.
You. And are those eyelash extensions?
They are.
They're great,
so great
question,
can't
Emily.
Can't claim them. Yes. These Ooh. Have been, I will say, paying rent and paying for my eyelash extensions are like the two kind of necessities lately, just because I got so sick of wearing mascara and I was blinking all the time, like so often.
Yeah.
And it would just get this crazy fallout. And now I don't even have to deal with it. I mean, it's something you have to like budget for, but it's
and
it's
what pricey, what is that right? budget looking like?
It's not the worst thing ever. And I'll say, like, I don't go out and party all the time and spend a bunch of money on alcohol. So that's my justification. I'm like, well, I'm paying for my eyelashes. It's the initial cost is can be upwards of like $100. And
oh,
then
that's not crazy.
It's not crazy. And then every 3 weeks if you want to get, you know, fills. It's like your nails. You get fills and those are cheaper. Just depends on where you go.
Like, what is the fill?
Fill is like
approximately $50.
It can be like $50 to $80.
That's where it's harder.
Yeah, because right. you're going getting that more
the
often.
The fill is where, like, the $100. I'm like,
once, do it. Yeah,
it's like getting a massage or getting something. But then right. that maintenance is really wearing me down.
I know. I sound like I'm so privileged with my eyelashes, but it's just one of those things where since I started getting them and since I do so many videos. It's just my face. And yeah. so I've liked having them, and it's just been something I try to upkeep. But I could live without them as well.
But you're also such a natural beauty. I have to point
that
out.
That's so nice of
you. Like, right. Like, you wouldn't need eyelash extensions or—
You're so kind. You should know. See me every morning. I'm a beast.
I'd like to.
I'm a beast.
So you can just video chat me into your morning. That'd be great.
Hooch, you're giving me the vibe. I'm so sorry we're still on your looks. This is so wrong.
No, it's
and sexist. And I'm so sorry, but I'm going to continue. You know what I mean?
Like, up her boobs.
We're like, yeah, I was this close to bringing up
right?
her boobs.
Oh,
and I'm, again, trying to control myself.
Like, let's dial it back.
It's like creepy.
No, I'm
we're
so into
really
it.
Creepy. The the swimsuit model who uh-huh. came out a year or two ago, and she's everywhere. Who do people say you look like?
I get everybody. Kate Upton?
Upton.
So it's really funny the people I get. So I used to be brunette, and I had really dark,
right.
like vampire looking.
I saw that. It's pretty.
Yeah, thank you.
I like the blonde, though.
I'm having fun with the blonde. I just went blonde this year, right when I started making videos, and it's kind of just been it's worked. So I'm a little scared to go back now. But really, I've gotten everybody. I've gotten Lindsay Lohan.
That's who you get.
A million and one
yeah.
times.
Yeah.
And they all like to say,
but
before
young.
She was yeah. disgusting, I'm
exactly.
like, thanks so much. No, that's awesome. And before she did
tough.
Drugs.
Tough.
Before
love.
She did drugs, I should say, not
yeah.
disgusting.
Before she developed that accent.
Accent, right.
I have not heard that accent.
Well, we might have to play it.
It's
okay.
pretty funny.
I've just seen it in print, but I haven't heard
I mean,
the
to be
fair,
it's like I guess she's been in Greece or some for like a while.
There's
so
no fairness.
I know. I'm just trying to like cut her some slack.
yeah.
This world hates on her so hard. But
I think on Sex and the City, they call it a case of the Madonnas.
Where you just like develop mm-hmm. this like affected way of speaking.
Yeah.
It was funny because she was doing these pauses as though English was her second language all of a sudden.
Like she couldn't come up with it.
Yeah, like the word, she was like,
stop
I was going to the
it.
A grocery store. And you're like, you really couldn't think of the word A. It was
because
cute.
I'm pretty sure she's not speaking Greek.
Right.
I mean.
It's not like another language has
replaced
usurped.
It.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, English. No. She just
oh,
is.
Oh, Lindsay.
Oh, poor baby. She's been through it.
Yeah, I'm still miss
Here's
her.
The thing. Like, the Long Island girls that go awry, being from Long Island, I feel for them.
Is
I
that where
see
she's
them.
From?
Yeah, I
okay.
feel like I see them clearly. I know where they came from. I know what she's working with in terms of parents. Not obviously because of mine, but like adjacent. You know,
right.
you see what's out there on
right.
the island and
right.
how someone could, you know, be in that family situation. And I just feel like I root for the Mariah Careys and the Lindsay Lohans, no matter what they do.
I mean, and it's kind of like we all judge because it's not us. It's kind of like when I'm watching The Bachelor and I'm like, oh, these girls are so crazy and whatever. They're saying weird things. But I'm like, if it were me as a child actor or some, like, who knows how I would have ended up or anybody. We all could have been a mess. Hopefully we wouldn't have been. But I mean,
I would have, if they were my parents, I would have been a mess.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
I mean.
I know.
She was dealt a hand.
There. A hand.
Wait,
should,
is this it?
Should we do it?
Oh
yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm
the
so
accent.
Excited.
We're going to listen to this amazing accent. She looks real rough.
You understand that life is bigger than everything that we see. Americans are very close-minded in that sense.
Minded?
I'm American. I'm Italian-Irish, really. But I think there's... Greek people are very welcoming, Turkish people are very welcoming, and we have to help other people. And if we can do it with a nightclub, or with a spa, or with refugee camps and containers in Syria and Antep, the mayor of Antep, Fatma, if we can, in Sultan Valley, with this mayor, we can make everything have a difference.
I mean...
Oh, boy.
I mean...
She, like, goes up,
It's just, oh boy. Yeah, it hurts because you know that there's just drugs involved, right?
Do we know? Is she still sober? Is this a thing?
I mean, did you guys watch her reality show?
With Oprah?
Yes.
I watched as much as I could on YouTube.
I feel like I'm with you. I've seen clips.
Oh, I watched every episode. I devoured
frame by frame.
Like candy. She was never sober.
Poor thing.
So wait, can we get into the lip liner of it all?
Yes.
While we're on a looks train.
We have here with us some Kylie lip kits because...
Very exciting.
I was speaking with Madeline and she told me a quote, and I quote, lip liner has changed my life.
Lip liner changed my life. Well, yes. It's funny, like when I started making videos, I was doing all this lip liner stuff, and friends of mine were like, oh, where did you get, you got your lips done? Like, where did you, because of course you can't just live in LA injection. And not get, you can never not have filler, I guess. But it's crazy. The stuff is amazing. You just overdraw your lips and it
Well, and I was reading
them.
The comments on some of your videos, and people ask
all the time
about your lips, which I was like, oh, this is a whole feed of your lips.
It's really riveting stuff. They're like...
So I'm looking at your lips, and they look like a nice, normal set of full lips, but I wouldn't know overdrawn. I wouldn't think so.
I guess it's not like overdrawn in intense amount, like to my nose or anything, but... When I was in college and I had the dark hair, I was really into Megan Fox. That was my jam. She was like my inspiration physically. But beautiful. She always had like a darker lined lip, and I used to just line the outside of my lips. It looked horrible, but I thought I looked so cute. But now I just use these for
the whole thing.
Yeah. This one's the one I get asked about in every single video.
I gotta touch this.
It's gotta feel
it's
it.
It's like a good nude with a little pink in it.
It's Charlotte Tilbury is the brand, and the
Never
color
heard of that?
Color is Pillow Talk.
Pillow Talk.
And I know this sounds so silly, but I get asked that in every question about that color, so I'm stating it now.
All right, I'm Googling Pillow Talk because I just want to see... Yeah, this is nice. This is a nice liner.
This is not a cheap liner.
It's a nice color.
This is not
like $20, and it's sad because I go through them really quickly. It's a cream liner, so it runs out kind of quickly. So,
but that's, when you put it on, it's really going out.
I know. I'm
it's
ready for my. I need my brand deal to happen from Charlotte Tilbury so I can start just getting free.
Okay,
ones.
Listen, Charlotte. We know you're a huge fan of OMFG.
We're shouting it out. Hashtag ad.
Look, I've never heard of Charlotte Tilbury until this moment. No, but I mean.
They have it at Nordstrom. One of the. I also brought this one. This is a Kylie Jenner favorite before she came out with her lip kits.
And this is just a MAC?
It's a MAC.
A MAC liner.
Called Soar.
And how did it change your life? Tell us.
Well, I guess it didn't literally change my life, but. You know, the eyelashes, and God, this makes me sound so, like, artificial.
It's okay. We need to know these things. You're doing a service.
I'd like to think I'm a good human.
Person.
I'm a decent
this
person.
This is not in question.
But, you know, women, I feel like we're always evolving. We always like to get the beauty tips and whatever. So I personally, I don't wear a ton of makeup. It's just
lashes.
Like the extensions and lips. Extensions and lips. I mean, I wear, like, cover up, I guess, too, under eye circles. I have some crazy under eye circles. But... That's my favorite. And then I've gotten a spray tan a time or two. Those are my...
Simple.
Well, and just to recap, you're how old?
25.
I mean, you're not needing a lot of coverage at 25.
I
can get away with this, like, you know, eyelashes and lips for a while.
Right. I'm going to hold on to this. I don't want to have to get, like... Because, I mean, girls my age, a lot of girls my age and younger are getting filler, like, up
really?
The wazoo. Oh, my God.
Okay,
Botox,
tell us everything.
Botox, lip injections.
25 Botox?
Younger, even. Yeah, Botox.
And you're not just rattling off something you read on the internet. These are human beings
I've had, like,
that you know.
Close friends of friends. Because a lot of times, too, like, they'll go in for something and then they'll be like, oh, yeah, I've had this, like... thing really bothering me on my face, and then one quick syringe later. Yeah.
Like, I know. Just a thing? Like, a thing being a wrinkle? I mean, they don't have a wrinkle, so what is the thing?
It's I guess, I don't want to say it's, like, living in L.A. does that to people, but, so I'm from San Francisco, and that was never even a thing. Like, nobody, it would be wild if anybody kind of did that. And now there's just so many young people doing that in L.A. that you feel like you, is what I assume, is people feel like they want to keep up. So I'm trying to do all the things that I don't have to, that don't hurt, I guess, while I still can.
Right.
Just, I feel like they're harmless, like spray tans and stuff.
Totally.
Like that.
So do you think the effect of this is LA? Do you think it's Kylie Jenner? Do you think she has
the
impact?
The lip stuff, I would say, is definitely like this Kardashian phenomenon. I mean, there was that whole, like, people would suction their lips to make them bigger.
That was a mess.
That was, like, insane. And there were all these YouTube videos. Yeah, I would say the lip thing is definitely her. And then I think that once you've lived here for a while, you just meet a lot of people that have all these, because it's tangible. You know, you're like, oh, wait, I could just like go get this if I want to. I actually had a close friend of mine. She's late 20s, but she was one of, no, but meaning like I don't feel like it's as shocking that somebody in their late 20s maybe wants to get like something, even though
it's pretty
maybe
shocking.
Should be.
For us it is,
I know,
but go on.
It's horrible.
I mean, yeah, like there's none of, I don't, yeah, go ahead.
No, I know what you mean. I know exactly what you mean. She went with her friend. They had consultations. They had an appointment to go get Botox. And she had never had it before. So they went and she got there and she kind of had this like, come to Jesus moment and was like, what am I doing? She backed out. She didn't do it. Yeah, because she was just like, I feel like I'm changing. Just be like, she just had this moment and I was really proud of her because, you know, in that moment you might feel obligated to or something after you've gone through the whole, but yeah, I mean, it's ironic to me because I feel like when these young girls, like 23 and 25 get filler, they look
older.
Like, older trying to look younger. It's weird.
That is the rub of plastic surgery that is not in the fine print.
Right.
No.
You could have no lines on your face, right?
Right.
Because you've done all the stuff. But that look means that someone, you know, you're trying to erase something. So we don't know where you are. You could be 20, you could be 40, you could be 50. It's
exactly.
a mystery because
exactly.
it's all the same look.
Yeah.
But also the problem is like then you have to maintain it. And if you're starting at 23 mm-hmm. or 24 and you're getting like, let's just say they're not going to need a lot. So let's just say it's $150, $200 to do their Botox, I'm guessing. I'm just making
right,
up
sure,
figures.
Right, sure, sounds
but
good.
You're going to have to do that every 6 months for the rest of your life.
Right.
Well, this is what I have heard, which I'm going to ask you if you've heard this from your friends. Like, I think there is a school of thought that if you do get it that young, you're not going to develop any wrinkles because it is preventative. So there's that.
There is that. But,
I don't know.
We know that that's even true? Who
I mean,
knows?
It does kind of make sense. You know, you're freezing your face, you know, to not move.
It's so hard. And I don't even want to, like, come off judgy because it's, like, a lot of people do it that I would respect and just don't talk about it. And, you know, and it's,
totally.
Like, I don't know. It's hard because who's to say? But there's a lot. I mean, in L.A., there's just a lot of everything. There's a lot of surgery. Right. There's a lot of filler. There's a lot of whatever that I wasn't even really exposed to before moving here. But
same. Yeah.
I think the biggest thing of it, do whatever you want as long as you don't, it's cheesy, but like don't change your inside, you know, don't change your personality and like try to remain relatable and humble and whatever. And because everyone kind of comes out here like they are this huge deal and like
really?
Pay all this money. Yeah, I feel like, I mean,
and
people
you're in the YouTube world and the Vine world.
Yes, a little bit. I actually have really no presence on Vine other than I've done some videos and like worked with people that are big from Vine.
Okay.
So I kind of did Vine on Instagram. Like I did the same type of stuff.
And you've actually been to 1600 Vine and hung
I
out.
Have. I didn't know this was like a known thing.
Well, we knew it and we investigated
it. Yeah, we did. But so for people who don't know, there is an apartment building in Hollywood that's on Vine Street that a bunch of Viners live in, and they all collaborate together and make videos.
Yes, it's kind of like a dorm for all these rich and famous Viners.
That's how we described it. Yeah. Yeah, we're right on the money.
Yeah.
Right.
No, it is. It's this really nice, just big apartment complex, high security. It's really hard to figure out.
Like, we got in.
Did you?
So it wasn't that high.
Did you, like, break in?
Yeah.
Did you really?
We kind of snuck in, yeah.
We just walked in with people who were walking in.
But then you can't, well then, yeah, you have to make sure because the elevator, you can't even go up unless you have a key.
Right.
We kind of had somebody, yeah.
You can sneak. Yeah, you can figure it out. And there's like a Trader Joe's underneath. There's a lot of action on that street.
So
there's
people
going in and out all the time. But it's pretty funny. I've gone there and I've had a couple meetings or shot some videos and you'll just be walking down the hall and all these, I mean, I know who they are, but all these Viners, like, I guess if you didn't know who they were. But they're all just these, like, famous Viners running around.
Does she know who we saw?
Shooting videos?
No.
Should we tell her?
Yeah,
tell me.
We approached and failed miserably.
Oh, my gosh.
With Logan Paul.
Okay.
It was a disaster.
Do tell.
So this is an episode, or we did a Howl episode of OMFG that we investigated Vine. And we went there and did this whole thing. And so we were on the lookout for these people.
Right.
And Deanna and I are not Vine watchers per se. Okay. So it was more like, can we get into this building? Could we find someone that we vaguely know? And we saw Logan Paul in the gym working out.
Yes.
And, I mean, half of the episode is just us trying to decide if we're going to go up to him or not. And we finally did, and he was terrified of us. I mean, it was—
What? How did you, did you, like, run up to him and scream, or what was—
No, but we were like, will you come and talk to us? And he, I mean, he physically felt threatened, I think. He started, like, backing away from us.
Interesting.
Maybe he doesn't get approached in his home, and that should be fine.
Or maybe it's one of those gym things where it's like, when I'm at the gym, like, I'm in the zone. I don't know.
Well, yeah. And we also came in fully clothed in non-gym gear. You know, we were just—
he was probably like, you guys even know who I am? Like, you're not 11. You know what I mean? Like, there could have been some confusion. And
It wasn't right.
No,
you know, we were wrong.
For
no
sure.
Questions asked.
His reaction was fine.
Yeah.
He should have reacted to us that way.
Was he nice?
Yeah. I mean, he was nice.
Okay. He was.
Anyway,
frightened, but
who have you hung out with
there? Don't know Logan personally. I actually met his brother, Jake, when I was starting to make videos. Him and his, I don't even know if you call it, coworker. They have a company that they started, basically. And they reached out and kind of invited me to be part of, like, their team.
Oh, that's cute.
Their squad.
And you were like,
or whatever.
Hell no.
Well, no, I met them for the day, and we just kind of, like, got to know each other and hung out. Although, and no shade, it was a lot of, I felt uncomfortable just in the sense I didn't know any of them at all. So I'm here, I'm meeting, like, 7 or 8 young, you know.
Hot,
like, Viner influencers.
Ooh, that's like a nightmare. That's like a nightmare. But yeah. Go on. Like, I'm shaking.
We didn't talk all that much. They were, like, you know,
on the phone,
doing stuff on their phones and, like, doing their own thing because they hang out all the time. They're not, like, getting to know each other. So I just felt, like, a little intimidated, and I didn't know if they wanted to, like, get to know me that well. So, you know, once it was over, we didn't talk a whole lot afterward. We, like, kept in touch a little bit, but
okay, so
they were nice.
Did you make a video with them?
No, I didn't. But I've made videos with a couple other people that live over it. At the building. I did one with, like, Curtis Lepore and and then some that actually don't live there, like Tonio and Peaks and a couple others, mostly guys.
I'm out the game there.
Yeah.
So did they want you, when you said to be a part of their squad, were you the only girl there?
There's another girl, like, in their group, kind of the only girl. It's a bunch of boys and then Alyssa, who's the girl. And they kind of, I guess she's from Ohio as well. Like, Logan and Jake are from Ohio. And so they brought her out from Ohio, I guess.
Is she blonde?
She's blonde. She's really pretty.
I've seen her in her videos, yeah.
So was this a trial to be
in
their friendship crew? Or was this for business? I'm very unclear.
I think both. I think they all got along really well. So I think it was like a come meet our friends and, like, see if you fit in kind of vibe.
That's wild.
Is how it felt. And honestly, I don't think I fit in. Mm. I just think, and I'm totally fine with that. Like, I'm older than them.
Ew.
Right, I know. I felt very aged just being around them. Oh, and they were the ones that were using all these, like this lingo that I had
like
no idea. A lot of lit, like it's lit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's lit. This party's lit. A lot of Gucci. God.
We do. That's Gucci, man. Like it's good.
Like it's
right?
cool.
That's from we got that from our kid from the summer show.
Oh, Dash Dobro.
That sounds so familiar. Dash.
He's in Summer Break.
But that's a cool name. Was that really his name?
His full name is Dashiell.
That's even cooler.
Yeah. It's a really hot name right now, actually. A lot of my friends are naming their sons Dashiell.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Dashiell I do enjoy, but, you know, Dash.
That's so funny.
I think it's a Jewish name. I think Dashiell.
Dashiell.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I have this bit I want to do about, like, pretentious moms. And just, like, I was like, walking down the street. I was in Larchmont, and this mom, she's just, like, yelling to her son. She's like, Alistair, move to the left. Alistair. And for some reason, that just made me laugh because it's, like, this name that's just so random to me. But
oh, my God. My friend was telling me the names in her daughter's preschool class.
Oh, yeah.
Dear God.
I was crying laughing. Like, the one that just set me over the edge was, like, a white girl named Blanca. I was like, stop.
Blanca.
Just stop. I mean, this is real. This is happening.
Her name is white.
Wow. We need to have this friend on to just rattle off the names.
I know.
That's so good.
My best friend is a preschool teacher, and she's also a nanny, and she just like, I mean, and just like the kids' personalities and the parents and just like everything.
It's out of 10.
Too funny.
Oh, it's too much. I know.
Everyone just wants to be more unique than the next. But
so you got lit. You got
lit Gucci.
Gucci. Like, and Gucci is like good.
Gucci's good.
Yeah.
Fire is another one.
My
friends use fire like. Some of my friends use fire. They'll be like, oh, that's so fire. That's so fire. They all really just mean cool. They're
right,
just
right.
different ways to say cool. Lit,
right,
yeah.
You're
fire.
Right.
I'm trying to think if there were any other ones. I did a video afterward kind of inspired by that day where it's like me pretending, like trying to fit in with tweens.
Right.
So you're just like saying words.
That's the story that you don't of our lives.
Yeah. Know what you're talking
to
about.
OMFG.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that was an interesting day. But no, they were nice people. I mean, for sure. And they're, you know, super business savvy and like making a bunch of money.
But it sounds almost like a general meeting, like, but
with
for friendship,
with
for
teenagers.
It's so odd.
It was like come like audition to be part of my squad.
This is bizarre.
Yeah.
Maybe we should audition people to be in our squad.
Do we have one?
We do now.
Is it you and I?
Yeah.
It's a squad of two.
Yes.
That's all you need.
Wait, maybe. Oh, by the way, this is your audition.
I'm
this
on
is
audition.
Your second audition.
Okay. Shoot.
if you want to start over, that's okay.
I'm like, do you want to leave the room and walk back in? No, I'm like such a loner. It worked out better that I'm kind of doing it all on my own. And
obviously,
it's all
it
good.
Worked out better.
It's
Who
all good.
Needs that? That is that scenario that you just painted, that picture you painted, is my worst nightmare. And genuinely speaking, it sounds horrific.
I mean, and I'm an only child, and so I just work better solo. I mean, if all my videos, all I do is literally talk to myself in my bedroom.
Yeah.
I mean,
which is great.
Living the life right there. Talk to my dog. That's kind of it.
It is like, that's one of those bizarre things where like you'll write a book when you're like 50 and you'll put this anecdote in there.
Right.
And people will be like, oh, so that's how dreams were made back in like 2016. Right. You know, it's like.
It's nuts.
It is
so
weird.
Bizarre.
I just watched an episode
right.
of 60 Minutes actually that Logan was on and King Batch and oh my God. I mean, they're, because companies are just paying them like tons and tons. I mean, that's how stuff is advertised now is through these.
And nobody really has a handle on it. Nobody
really
it.
Gets it. And I kind of, you know, I moved to LA for acting and then I was getting so antsy and I was like doing YouTube videos and it wasn't really working out. Like it was kind of getting views mostly from my parents, honestly. And so I was like,
bless
I can
them.
Just put stuff on Instagram. I'll just like try it. I already have 1,000 followers. And this was in March. So then I started just doing them like every week. And then I was sending them out. I was like I was DMing. Do you know that? You know, DM, right?
Slipping into your DMs.
Sliding into the DMs.
Sliding.
Yeah.
Slipping sounds dirty.
Well, often slipping
feels
is how.
It's so accidental.
Like
you're
falling
like,
into the DMs.
Yeah.
I slipped. That's failing into the DMs. But I was like messaging them just being like, if this is something you like, you know, you're welcome to share. Just tag me. And I was getting some
smart.
Bigger
Who were
meme.
You messaging?
Just like female, you know, targeted female like meme accounts. So okay. they would share like little memes and videos, and they would have a couple hundred thousand followers, and then they would share my video, and it would usually do pretty well. And I've had
smart
since then. As she's
well, yeah, from March till now. I mean, you have 86,500 followers.
Oh yeah, it was crazy. I mean, that was crazy.
That's went like 6 months.
Yeah, and that's just from. I mean, consistently, if you're making stuff that people want to share with their friends, it's people, I mean, it's the best form of marketing because you're just putting something up there that you're like, this is something we can all relate to. And then girls will tag their friends, like six friends without even trying.
Right.
And they're like, oh my God, this is so you, or you always do this to me. One of my first videos that went like viral was about, I think I was telling you, like girls at brunch and how a girl, you know, always has to call. If a girl's like hungover and she's about to meet her friend at brunch, like she's going to call her friend and be like, you look like shit too, right? Because I look so ugly. Like I just want to make sure you're on the same page. And the friend's like, yeah, 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 of course. And then the friend shows up looking gorgeous. And then it just cuts back to me being like, yeah, no, go home, go home. Like you can't be here right now. So and just little stuff like that. They're like 15-second videos.
Right.
Now you can
just
do
relatable, cute, fun.
Yeah. So that's kind of my shtick, I guess, is just I poke fun at like girls at happy hour and like girls
we
drinking.
We love that one and we want to play.
Oh,
it.
I have it linked in there. Oh. That's, I'm sorry.
Oh, awesome.
Hi, we're back. Okay, so I think we're going to do 6 orders of the jalapeno
we're
poppers,
back.
Maybe 2 orders of the cheese fries, and 3 of the mini corn dogs, and a Diet Coke. I'm on a diet. Hi, can you turn down your air conditioning? It's freezing in here. Hi, can you turn down the music? It's a little loud. I can't hear my friend. Hi, can you turn up your air conditioning? I'm sweating like a pig. Can we get a couple more side plates? You guys, let's play Never Have I Ever. Except for you, Jessica, because you're the biggest hoe I know. Never have I ever done a threesome. Oh my God, we all know I'm lying. Why do you guys always force me to take tequila shots? Ugh. I feel like you just want to see me with my top off. You know when I drink Fireball, I do my Britney Spears impression. I use a thing. I know, I should win an award for that. Hi, can I just hand you like 3 of my cards? I'm not sure which one has money on it, so just deal with all of them. 2 more side plates, thank you. Do you guys have a DJ tonight? Will he be playing Usher? Why is nobody hitting on us? We're too pretty.
That's so great.
Hearing yourself back is just like knives.
Side plate is making me laugh.
Well, it's funny.
So many side plates.
That's actually the second, that's part 2 of Girls at Happy Hour. And
yes.
So when I was a waitress and that's another thing. So I posted that on my Facebook page and that one went like pretty viral, like viral-ish. And people were like, oh, you're the worst customer. Like, this is why servers hate you. And I'm like, no, like, I'm on your team. This is, like, what I've observed over the years of waitressing.
Come on, dum-dums.
I know. But some people just don't get that. But there was one time I specifically, like, that video, the first video I did came off of this group of girls I was serving. And they weren't even annoying, but the things that they were saying, I couldn't stop laughing. It was the side plates. It was like, can we get a couple more? Just a couple more side plates. Can we get some ranch? Just a couple more side plates. And so I was just cracking up at my...
That's so funny because I sent that one to Deanna and I was like, I'm definitely the girl who's like, should we get fries?
Yeah.
And Deanna's the ranch girl.
Which upsets me. I'm like, because I didn't say I was the ranch girl.
No, I said
Emily
it.
Was like, you're definitely the extra ranch. And I'm like, you're saying I'm a fat fuck. Like,
no.
If you're the extra
not.
Ranch girl.
I'm
like,
the one ordering the fries.
I know, but the extra fatty ranch just on my
it was
stinking
just
on my
ranch.
Fat thighs.
It's the restaurants. They don't want you to have enough. And so they give you the small little, you know, saucepans or whatever. It's not
know.
You. It's them.
Thank you. I mean, honey mustard, I'll always get extra of that.
Right. No, of course. Of course.
Because in my mind, honey mustard is not as bad as ranch. I'm sure it is. But I will always
I'm like
get
a ketchup. I'm ketchup all the way.
Sure.
On everything.
I like my fries plain.
Oh, I can't.
Beautiful.
I mean, I just
simple
I like,
girl.
Classy.
Yeah, classy.
It is a work of art. Why? It doesn't need anything.
This is,
you know?
Yeah.
I mean, there are certain things that are vehicles for other things.
Right.
For sure. Fries
not
are
a fry.
Not one of them.
It's a respect.
Yeah.
That's lit.
I need all the content. That is Gucci.
That's super
that is
Gucci.
Fire.
You guys, thanks.
Yes.
How? Just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
I have not, I saw Miel Monster, who we had on our special for Vine. I saw that she posted sort of like kind of a really nice tribute to her experience on Vine. But I haven't really consumed what the other Viners, the big ones, are saying.
Yeah.
I'm very curious. Are they acting like it's no big deal that the app is going down
that
or
Vine
are they
dying.
Freaking out?
I guess, well, from what I've seen now, everyone's just being really nostalgic and they're just posting like their most fun vines back on their Instagrams. I think I think all of them have kind of known that it was dying, and a lot of them haven't even posted on Vine in a while. And especially, too, like, they grew all their followings on Vine. I say they because it's, like, I didn't really do a lot of Vine, but they grew their followings on Vine and then turned it into a business through Instagram and Facebook because you could have more than 6 seconds.
Right.
And to promote, like, brands and products. And not to say that everybody's selling out, but it turned into this really cool, like, celebrity thing. And, yeah, I think they're probably – it's the nostalgic thing, I would assume.
Because in my mind, all the people who live at 1600 Vine, like, the day that story and was announced, yeah, were, like, packing their bags.
Yeah. Putting all wore black, like, yeah, went to the funeral. Yeah.
Their little scooters that they're on had to get, like –
That is true, by the way. They all just ride around on, like, those hoverboards and their scooters.
We saw.
Yeah. So yeah, you were there.
It's so insane.
It's funny. It's, like, so – and I'm not kidding. You'll be walking around filming something, and then 12 people in a circle are, like, filming each other, and then everybody's vlogging.
Girl.
And nobody's really looking at each other. Everyone's just, like, walking around.
No.
But, I mean, I'm not above it. I'll do that one day, I'm sure. Just give me all the money. Like, I'm, like
– Just give me all the money.
I can't wait till I'm too famous for everybody. No, I'm kidding.
Have totally you gotten, kidding. Like, endorsement deals through –
I've done a couple of videos for, like, a dating app when I was first starting, and I did that through Facebook. Mm-hmm. And they didn't pay me a lot, but they paid me to make a couple, like, commercially videos. And actually, one of the ones I made for them got, like, 15 million views. But people were being such haters on it because they were like, oh, dating apps, like, this is why people don't talk to each other anymore. So it really just became a conversation of, like, this is what the world is coming to, rather than, like, cool video, guys. I mean, it was such a silly video. I haven't had too many big ones of note. Mostly people want to send you free stuff and, like, promote free stuff. But I'll
take that. Yeah.
But it's not necessarily a bunch of stuff you want. Like, some of it, I will take
it. It's not that lip liner.
I'm working on it.
Charlotte.
My mom literally sent me an email today. She's like, this is the woman to reach out to for Charlotte. Like, my parents are so into this.
That's
they're
so
like,
cute.
My parents are so funny. They're like so into the whole thing. Cause I think, you know, I went to college. I was educated. But I went to school for graphic communication, which was like web design, graphic design. And so their only kid is like, I'm going to move to LA and be an actor. And they're like, no, you're going to be, like, unsuccessful, which, like, still am. But, you know, just I think now they see it in a number form, which is, like, really fun for them to brag to their friends. They're cute. They've always been into the YouTube stuff. And
I want to talk more about them, but I think we should take a quick break.
Let's do that.
OMFG. We are back with Madeline. And so we were just talking about how supportive your amazing parents are.
They're so cute.
So, and when you say, like, they've been watching the numbers, do you mean, like, your social media following grow?
Yeah, my mom will send me a text, like, I'll be at work or something. My mom will send me a text, like, oh, you're at this many followers now, or this video is got shared by this person, or whatever. I don't know. They care. They almost care more than I do. Or,
good for them.
Or more aware. Yeah.
So besides, like, DMing people,
yeah,
what else have you done to kind of boost your...
Yeah, that's a great question. So when I was starting, I was just kind of seeing you throw it against the wall and you see what sticks. So I was like sending them out. The ones that responded, I kind of kept sending stuff to. Mm-hmm. And some didn't. And then some caught on. The bigger I got, the more would be like, hey, we'd love to share this. People would share my stuff and not tag me. And then I would have somebody that did follow me comment on there and be like, you should tag Madeline Burt. Like, it was really cool. People were really starting to become aware of my face, I guess, in just like a little bit. And then this is actually a funny story. So I did a Facebook video. I reached out to a director who directed a lot of these Viners, nice quality videos that they were putting on Facebook. And I just said, if you ever need a girl for like a video, I kind of do the same stuff.
That's smart.
And we talked, and this was like through DM. And he was like, huh, you know, like kind of feeling it out. He's like, well, yeah, maybe send over like a headshot or like a resume or whatever. I was like, okay, whatever. And then that day he actually messaged me. He was like, actually, I think I have something I could use you for. We'll do like a trial. Like, will you come to this address and
he's tough.
Show up? I know. Now he's actually one of my really good friends, and I've known him now for a couple months. And he put me in a video with this guy named Peaks, who's really big on Facebook now. He's like 7 million on Facebook. And the first – so I didn't have like a fan page, like a Facebook fan page at all.
Which you need.
which you kind of need if you're...
For tagging purposes.
Yeah. I had like an Instagram...
I have a question about that.
Yeah.
After.
Questions at the end?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he put me in this video with Peaks and he said, you know, this is my friend Dustin, the director. He was like, you should make a fan page because if Peaks wants to tag you in it, like, that'll be really good for you. And I was like, I don't have fans. I have like, at this point, maybe I had 10,000 followers on Instagram, but it's...
That's huge.
It was cool, but it doesn't always translate to every platform. Like, that was kind of the thing with Vine I noticed too. People had like 800,000 Vine followers and 20,000 Instagram followers. Like, it doesn't always, it's never the same, but... I was like, I don't want to just make a fan page and have like six friends like it out of a pity like. He was like, just make it. So I make this fan page and he texts me maybe at like 3 a.m. when and I was sleeping. But he was like, I got Peaks to like tag you in it.
Is this P-E-E-K-S?
His name's John Paul Peaks. It's like P-I-Q-U-E-S.
Okay. Thank you.
I hope he never listens to this.
She threw us a Q-U.
I wasn't ready for it, but I'm happy to have it.
Canadian? I don't know. He's really nice, but.
That's piqued my interest.
The puns. Yeah, he tagged me and I woke up and I literally had 10,000 Facebook fans.
Shut up.
Overnight.
Shut up.
Overnight. It was crazy. And I had such a small part in the video. It was like kind of a tongue-in-cheek, like silly poking fun video. But that was really cool. That was like a... So eye-opening thing.
Can you get
can you tag us
in something?
Oh, we need to
well,
call
this is getting shared everywhere.
We got to call Peaks.
We got to call Peaks.
In addition to Madeline Byrne.
We got to call
and
Peaks.
And Charlotte.
And Charlotte. Yeah, we're making a list of who we need for the for the shout-outs.
Now, this is a really basic question.
Yeah.
And I'm so sorry, Emily, to do this in front of people, but I have to ask. And I've never asked you, but...
I'm so excited.
Okay. So... Generally speaking, on Facebook, if I go to post something from our show on my own page, there's a tag feature.
Right.
Great. On our OMFG page, which is relatively new, we're just getting our feet wet. We have it. What we're doing with it, God knows, but we have it.
Yeah.
We are getting some little bitty likes here. I mean, it is not an active page. We're slowly remembering that we have it starting to use it. I can't figure out how to tag anyone when I post something. It doesn't give me that tag feature on the Facebook page. And I'm like, WTF.
The only – so because I don't really take photos and tag on mine. It's mostly videos. But the tagging comes in the caption.
In the caption.
And so that's actually like a bit – that's not even a crazy question. That's a good question because a lot of – bigger like this one page is called 9gag. And they have 33 million – followers on Facebook and Instagram. And they shared a video of mine and they a different page didn't tag me in the caption and they only tagged me in the comment and the engagement is so different with what's going to be seen.
Really?
So it's you kind of start to learn as, you know, you're building this like weird influencer world like what you need to ask for when people want to share your stuff. So tagging in the caption is I guess what I would say.
Okay.
Try that.
I will try that. And I think I think out of necessity, like at blah, 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 right?
And it'll fill in the blank for you when you go to tag their name if you're already friends with them or following them. Yeah.
Yeah. And if I can figure that out, you know, before I post it. But Emily, are you giving it a whirl?
I just took a photo of you.
Uh-oh. Am I making a weird face?
I won't upload it. I'm just trying to.
Oh, I don't care.
No, it's cute.
I'm just trying this as it was like a working tutorial.
Right.
It's so this world is so weird too. Like people just
so I would do it here, right?
Right. See how there's no tag on the bottom there?
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. It just feels odd. I was looking everywhere. Click, I'm like, where is the
I'm trying to think how I can like explain it without looking at it. I'd have to look at it.
I mean, would I have to do a
maybe if you upload it and then click on the photo and then there might be a square thing around the
there
face.
There isn't.
That's how you do it.
Wait, try to click on the photo. Oh, you mean after you've uploaded it?
Maybe.
Maybe we have to do that. Upload it. Nobody's.
Oh, looking. I don't care. Upload it. I don't care.
And we'll
care
take it right back down. I mean, nobody's there. We're living. There's no. We're not in fear of anyone seeing it. that I'm not afraid of is a view.
All right.
It's cute. So now did anything come up? No. Tag photo.
Yeah. Oh, yay. There so just you got to post it and
you
then tag
post it.
Yeah.
First. Amen. Okay.
It's difficult. Well, this sounds pathetic, but all my photos on my fan page are just of me, so I've never experienced, like, tagging somebody in
it. So millennial of you.
I'm so narcissistic. It's a problem.
This is really exciting. I feel like we learned a lot.
No, I love it. I had to go through the same, like, learning process, and from the 10,000, like, obviously I started caring more about the Facebook stuff and, like, posting my own videos, and that was cool. And then some bigger pages have just, like, reached out and wanted to share it. They upload it on their own page, but then they tag me, so it brings people to mind as well.
It brings the boys to the yard.
It's just, you know. It brings all the millennials to my yard, yeah. And we're just all tagging each other. It's really just one big freaking tag fest. I know.
It's like, I like to see a street war kind of break out over not being tagged on something.
Well, have you seen Black Mirror, season 3, episode 1?
I've heard about the season 3, episode 1.
Yes. It's like a standalone episode. It kind of has like a start and a finish. I guess this is the only I've never watched it other than it's just this episode.
Have you
never heard of Black Mirror?
Okay, it's kind of Twilight Zone-y.
It's Twilight Zone-y. It's the lead girl in this episode is Ron Howard's daughter. She was in
Bryce Dallas.
Like Jurassic. Yeah. And it's kind of like this different world of if every encounter you had with a person, you rate them immediately after. You give them like a 1 to 5 star, like an Uber driver.
Damn.
You give them 1 to 5 stars, and if you are below like a 4.2, people look at you like you're like scum of the earth.
Wow.
And she can't even live in this certain apartment building unless she's a 4.6 or,
oh my God.
It's crazy.
It feels like we're heading that way.
Well, have you ever looked up your Uber rating?
How can you look up your own?
Oh, guys, oh my God, get your phones out.
Okay. Oh my God, I'm actually so curious what mine is.
You guys, I'm upset because mine is not high. So now it's out of 5.
And by the way, engineer Stacy has her phone out, which I love.
So, okay, wait, I go to Uber?
Yep, open that bitch.
And Stacy, get your mouth on the mic and you better tell us what you are.
You're going to go to that, you know, corner with the 3 lines.
Let's Black Mirror ourselves right now.
Then you're going to go to help.
Help, okay.
Then I believe you're going to go to, is it trips and fare review or accounts? You go to accounts. Oh, you're not.
I'll go to trips and fare review.
Oh, no. Okay. It's account, maybe? Account and payment. And
I'm scared. I'm like really scared all of a sudden.
Account settings and ratings.
Okay.
Am I going to setting first?
How is my rating determined? Or is there a different one?
Go to help first. Okay. And then you're going to.
I'd like to know my rating. Oh, my God. I'm so scared.
Oh, my God. I'm so scared.
And then press submit. Oof.
Okay, what's yours?
Okay, so now a 5 is the best, right? But a 4 is like a really low score.
Really bad.
So like what you were saying, like a 4.2 in this episode of Black Mirror, that's like, it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Okay? Okay, so wait, what's the highest you can get?
5.
And what's the worst is like 0. But what were you saying
about
4?
But you want to be above
like
4 or 5.
A 4 is really bad.
It is really bad.
Yeah. Like you have done something. You have like thrown up in a car.
Okay.
What are you?
You guys.
Who's going first?
Stacy, you're up.
I got a 5.
Oh, damn.
Of course you did.
Dang it. Do you talk to people in your Uber or do you just not talk to them?
I've been known to talk, yeah.
Okay, so that's why you're nice to people.
Madeline?
I'm a 4.79.
Yeah, that's good.
That's
it
good?
Is?
Yeah, I almost feel like that's not great.
Well, I'm a 4.84.
Oh, you so made a face great. Like you were going to have a bad one.
Because I got scared.
Okay, so in a room of 4 people, I have the lowest.
What do you have?
At 4.75.
Oh, that's not even bad. I have like a couple more than you.
What did I do? It's embarrassing.
Damn.
I'm always nice to people, but there's times when I just don't talk to anybody. And I like.
That's part of your prerogative.
Like, but that's life. That's what I rate. I'm not kidding. I rate every Uber driver with a 5.
Me too.
I don't have the energy to not. No.
Well, and now that I've discovered this, the next time I'm in a car and tipsy, which will be not
tonight.
For many years.
Oh, yeah, right.
But I'm like, I want to be like, dude, can you just tell me why I have a 4.75? Like,
just give me feedback.
Well, you need to watch this episode because it's like this girl kind of goes through like a mental breakdown because she's trying to get her ratings up. And she's like, please, just like, why did you give me less than a, you know, 5 star? Oh, my God, it's really interesting. You should watch it.
Well, I hate to do this, but I think we've done it.
I'm still just reeling from Stacy's 5.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, let's just talk about this episode. I'm going to rate Madeline a 5.
I will too.
A 5.0.
That's so 5. Kind. You guys are with five you guys stars. Are 5.5, if that was a thing.
Jesus, that's sweet.
Look, it's a cut off of 5, but.
5 plus. You're like the iPhone 5 plus.
Okay, great. We'll take that.
Yeah.
Aw.
Did we do it? Yeah. I know the time is over. That will indicate it's over. But I'm still enjoying myself.
Agreed. I don't wish for this to end, but yeah, alas.
Do you have any term to hit us out on the way out? Just anything we need to learn on the the road.
Oh, my goodness. Any question that I can sum up?
Term or anything fresh that's on the streets right now that we need? If not, that's fine.
Oh, my God. That's such a hard question to think of off the top
then
of my head.
Then we did it.
I mean, well, I will say this. The social media world is taking over. I'm going to end with that. It's taking over. It's becoming a thing.
I didn't hear it. You just said I'm on my phone.
Sorry. I was just on my Instagram. What? Did you see? I was on Tinder. What?
I was just trying to get my Uber score up.
I'm just over here trying to get on Raya.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well.
Well, you're a shoo-in, I would think.
No, I was waitlisted. Whatever. It's fine.
I think everyone's waitlisted.
Crying. I applied when I only had 1,000 followers, so I was not good enough, apparently.
They need to look. 6 months later.
You know.
They probably think you bought your people.
They probably did. Oh, my God. Can I end with something funny?
Yes.
And I'm going to end it with this. Literally, I will stop talking. So my friend and I dressed up as Paris and Nicole for Halloween. We did the Simple Life.
Perfect.
Paris commented on it.
What'd she say?
Loves it.
Shut up.
I'm not kidding. Yes. She wrote
Paris?
It. Paris Hilton.
I was just, sorry. That was me being Lindsay Lohan talking about Paris Hilton.
Meta. Loves it. I can't even.
Was
do
she
it.
Like, that's hot?
She wrote, loves it. And then she went and commented on another video and was like, so funny. And then she commented on another picture.
Were you like, get off my dick?
With the flames emoji.
No, wow. Loving it. You are like best friends with Paris Hilton.
Right? I mean, so let's start the rumor. So Paris and I were besties. And the Instagram feature thing now where it puts like really cool people at the forefront of your comments. Yeah. So like, you know.
So now when I look at your stuff, I'm like, oh my God, Paris fucking Hilton is commenting.
And that's by the hot. Way, she needs you right now. So she's smart
she's
to hit
like
up.
She's got like 6 million followers. Like she's fine.
Yeah, but she's gathered those through the world at right, large. Right. And a lot of those people, I mean, what are we working with? You right. know, she needs fresh influencers,
yeah.
youth. She needs you.
It's hard when you've never had like a real career to have a comeback.
Right. That being said, I think if you were like, hey, I want to do a video and have a recognizable face in there, that bitch is up for it.
That's good advice. Yeah, maybe I'll, what did you say, slip into the DMs?
Slip right into it.
Slip in.
Just flailing, slide in the
arms
shower.
Arms flying everywhere, slipping into those DMs, flailing everywhere. Kelly Hilton.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you, guys. So fun.
Oh, tell your handle.
Oh, yeah. Follow me if you would like.
Yes.
At Madeline Byrne.
Yes.
There's a lot of E's in that, though. Do I spell it? You want me
Please.
To spell it? All right. Get your pens and paper out. Madeline Byrnee.
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
Bloop.
Thank you.
Bloop.
Bye. OMFG. Well, she was a darn tootin' delight.
I think, it was like we had such a nice time, mm-hmm. but we also learned a lot.
Yeah. You know, it's one of those situations, and it's always a blessing when it happens, that they come and they sit down, and it just feels like a chat amongst three friends.
That's right.
So if she was auditioning for our squad, I feel like she passed.
She'd be in.
You know?
Yes.
She's definitely in. I don't know that she'd have us, but...
but that's not this particular game. It's our squad, goddammit.
And she's fucking in.
I hate that she went... Like, that story of having to go and audition to be in a Viner squad makes me nauseous.
I think it's just, it's the way, right? That's so crazy.
It's a network situation mixed with friendship, mixed with biz.
Well, you know why you hate it? It's like the ultimate cool kids.
They're deciding whether based on, and how do you connect when everyone's on their phone screaming lit and Gucci? Like, how do you get yourself in there and kind of say, like, this is who I am.
Maybe you have to text Jake Paul while he's on his phone, like, hey, bro, having a great time hanging out with you.
You may have to. There has to be ways, you know. But Jesus, I didn't like it. Was that you? Do you have some kombucha?
I didn't.
You didn't or you did?
No, I didn't.
Did you slip into some kombucha when we took our pick outside? Can you give the people, just because I think we do need screenshots of every single person's Uber
Okay.
Rating?
So, oh, boy. This app is going to take a minute. So you want to go to your Uber app.
Right.
You want to go to help. You go to those three bars on the top left. You go to help. And then it'll say, how can we help you? And you want to go to account and payment. And then from there, you're going to account settings and ratings. And from there, you're going, I'd like to know my rating. And it's, you got to read some stuff. I don't read it. I just hit submit and it'll pop up. Thank you. Your average rating is too low and we fucking hate you. That's what mine says.
I'm imagining that you will be heading into every Uber with like some flowers or, you know.
I think I'm a goddamn delight. I always pay compliments.
You do.
I ask them how their night's going or how their day is going. I do engage.
Maybe you're engaging too much.
I don't. It's just an initial conversation. Then I get into my phone. I'm not chatting. I think there must have just been one person that I didn't rub right.
And it brought your average right the fuck down.
And if I knew who it was, I would slip right into his DMs and be like, bro, I'm sorry.
Right.
Or lady. I don't know, you know? But anyway.
It's tough. I mean, I wish you the best with getting your number back up.
It's been at this place for a long time now.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't know.
It's possible.
That's correct.
Yeah, because even if everybody else is giving you fives, you may still.
That's correct.
Correct.
That's correct.
Well, and we learned Stacey, our engineer.
Has a five.
She's sitting with a strong five. But there also was some information revealed outside that she has only taken Uber a handful of times, and she's more of a Lyft girl. So there's that, everybody. Before you get too crazy about how great Stacey is, and she is, and I believe me, if anyone in this room should have gotten a five, it's her.
That's
she's
true.
Upstanding goddamn
because
citizen.
She's wearing a blazer. I mean, come on.
But at the end of the day, she does have a five, but at the other end of the day, she's really on Lyft more than Uber. So put that in your pipe.
Well, and I just want to give a little shout out to Danny, a.k.a. VR Trooper at Legendary Lass, who got at us and said, today's at OMFG pod has really made me think about what potential BFs can learn from my social media, thanks to Torontonian Jason Mantzoukas.
That's right, girl. Or boy. That's right.
That's correct.
You need to think about that. What information have you posted through the years, and do you want suitors up in that? Start thinking about it. Start deleting.
I would. Our suggestion here from OMFG Pod is to come at your own accounts as an outsider with some fresh eyeballs.
Right.
Get some eyelash extensions. They're not cheap, but get them so that your eyes are fresh, and take a perusal through your life as not you.
Try to put different lenses in.
Do you like what you see, Danny? Okay.
Steve girl.
I'm Emily Foster at Frida Foster.
I'm Deanna Chang at Deanna Raphael.
And we are OMFG at OMFG Pod.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Hello, I'm Chris Gethard, and here with me is dream analysis expert
Gary Richardson.
And we are here to give you a taste of a brand new podcast called In Your Dreams, presented exclusively by the fine folks at Casper.
We listen to the wildest, weirdest dreams submitted to us by you, our listeners, and we do our best to figure out just what those dreams could possibly mean.
I look over the side of my bunk bed, and there are Huey Lewis in the news.
You're saying this person might have interests in style and fashion specifically. You can tell that from that voicemail.
99% certainty.
Plus, we'll be joined by some very special guests.
The word mortality comes to mind.
Mortality?
Blood.
Bloodtality.
Subscribe to In Your Dreams right now on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Good night.
Yeah. This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.